Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 21. Hola a todos y feliz año nuevo.
Feliz año nuevo, amigos. ¿Qué tal habéis pasado estas vacaciones?
Pues tú, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien, Marc. He estado en España con la familia, así que muy contenta.
Descansada, sí, tranquilita, todo bien.
Vengo cargada de energía. Con las pilas cargadas.
Pues perfecto, perfecto. Bueno, nosotros también lo hemos pasado muy bien. La familia, descansado.
Comiendo mucho, ¿verdad? Sí.
Eso sí, eso sí. Pero eso pasa. Y
todos
por
los
eso
años igual.
Tenemos enero para reempezar el año.
Nuevos propósitos.
Exacto. Entonces, estamos de vuelta con otro episodio de Coffee Break Spanish y estamos todavía con esta historia de Rory, Alejandro y María, y sabemos que antes de Navidades, pues Rory estaba pensando en hacer esta inmersión con Alejandro
para buscar el tesoro.
Uh-huh. Sí. María estaba un poco...
No estaba muy convencida.
No, no. Pero al fin y al cabo... Ya veremos exactamente qué pasa. Y estamos viendo otro capítulo hoy. Y de hecho, vamos a saber algunas cosas interesantes sobre María.
Vale, de acuerdo, pues vamos a escucharlo.
Perfecto.
Rory, he estado pensando mucho en lo que me dijiste, lo de ir a buscar el tesoro donde hubo el accidente. Me sabe mal haber reaccionado de manera brusca. Te dije que me parecía muy peligroso, pero lo he pensado mejor. A decir verdad, me sigue pareciendo peligroso, pero ya no me parece tan mal. A ver cómo digo esto. Me ha dolido que no hayas contado conmigo para esta aventura. Me gusta pensar que soy una chica intrépida.
María, no te lo propuse a ti, porque pensé que no querrías. Nunca quieres venir a hacer submarinismo conmigo. Así que no se me ocurrió pedírtelo.
Vale, tienes razón. Me da un poco de miedo, pero sí que quiero probarlo. Hace unos días decidí que quería hacer una inmersión contigo. Aún no te había dicho nada, pero quería proponerte hacer mi bautizo estos días que Alejandro está por aquí. Así no te aburrirás tanto.
Pero siempre me lo he pasado bien contigo.
Bueno, pero pensé que nos lo pasaríamos bien los tres. Sé que el submarinismo es una parte importante de tu vida y me gustaría poderla disfrutar también. Bueno, a lo que iba, que me quedé un poco fría cuando me explicaste tu plan con Alejandro, pero he estado pensando que me lo tomé mal y que quiero participar en vuestra salida. Obviamente, no bucearé con vosotros, pero si quieres, conduciré el barco yo.
¿Sabes conducir barcos?
Sí, ¿no lo sabías? Tengo el título de patrón de barco, porque con mis padres solíamos salir a menudo con la barca.
Pero espera. ¿Tus padres tienen una barca? No lo sabía.
Pues sí, lo que pasa es que este mes la han estado reparando, pero ya está lista. Es decir, que ya está preparada. Ya puedo cogerla y llevaros al punto exacto de la isla. Así no tendréis que alquilar una barca ni un patrón.
¿En serio? ¿Te parece bien que Alejandro y yo vayamos a buscar un tesoro? ¿Y nos llevarás con tu barca? María, eres la mejor. Te quiero.
Pero, siempre hay un pero, te pido que me expliques con todo detalle qué vais a hacer. ¿Cuánto tiempo estaréis bajo el agua? ¿Qué día queréis ir? Todo lo que se te ocurra. Es que estoy más tranquila si me lo cuentas.
Esto está hecho preciosa.
Ah, escucha, he quedado con mi tía para comer hoy. ¿Quieres venir y le contamos que encontramos las cartas?
De acuerdo, pero entro a trabajar a las 4 de la tarde, así que no me puedo quedar a tomar café.
Vale, pues venga, vamos.
Muy bien, pues me ha parecido muy sorprendente, ¿no? Que María sea patrón de barcos y pueda conducir y navegar. Qué bien, qué bien.
Que va a ser muy útil, ¿no?
Sí, sí, sí. Bueno, okay. Creo que sí. Vamos a ver.
Vamos a ver. Pues vamos ahora a hablar un poco del texto, pero en inglés, para que todos entiendan perfectamente lo que pasa.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So in this episode, we are back with Rory and Maria as they discuss the possible treasure hunt. Maria begins by saying that she's been thinking a lot about the fact that Rory wants to go in search of this famous treasure. She feels bad about her initial reaction. She told them at first that it was very dangerous, and she's had second thoughts, not about the fact that it's dangerous as such, it's still dangerous, but it's perhaps not such a bad idea. She's not quite sure how to tell him, but her reticence seems to be more related to the fact that she was hurt that Rory didn't want to involve her in the adventure. She likes to think that she's an adventurous girl.
Me ha dolido que no hayas contado conmigo para esta aventura. Me gusta pensar que soy una chica intrépida.
Rory explains that he didn't suggest that she should be involved because he didn't think she'd want to. She never wants to go diving with them, so it didn't even occur to him to ask her. Maria accepts this. She doesn't go diving because she's a bit scared, but she really does want to try it. In fact, just a few days ago, she decided that she wanted to go diving. She thought that now that Alejandro is with them, she could have her baptism of diving. And since there are three of them, it wouldn't be as boring for Rory. Rory says that he always has fun with Maria. She understands, but she thought that they'd enjoy doing it all together. She knows that diving is an important part of his life, and she would like to be able to enjoy it too. Anyway, she was a bit put out when Rory told her about the plan with Alejandro, but she has been thinking that she took it badly, and she would now like to take part in their adventure. She'll obviously not dive with them as such, but she suggests that she could drive the boat.
Obviamente, no bucearé con vosotros, pero si quieres, conduciré el barco yo.
Rory is shocked at this revelation. He had no idea that Maria has boating skills. Maria explains that she has a skipper's permit because she often used to go sailing with her parents. Another revelation. Rory can't believe that her parents have a boat. Maria fills him in. The boat has been in for repairs this month, but it's ready now, so Maria will be able to take them to the location by boat. Rory can't quite believe that Maria has gone full circle. Not only is she happy for Rory and Alejandro to go in search of the treasure, but she'll even take them there in her parents' boat.
¿Te parece bien que Alejandro y yo vayamos a buscar un tesoro y nos llevarás con tu barca? María, eres la mejor. Te quiero.
However, there's one condition, as Maria explains. She wants them to explain in great detail exactly what they're going to do, how long they'll be under the water, what day they want to go, every last detail. This way, she'll be a bit more relaxed. Rory promises to do just that. Maria finally invites Rory to join her when she meets Consuelo. Rory's working at 4, so he won't stay for coffee, but he will join them for lunch. And with that, they head off.
Bueno. Parece que todo está saliendo perfecto, ¿no? En el plan de la búsqueda del tesoro.
Pues ya veremos.
En principio.
En principio. Let's just go back to that last phrase that you read there from the text. Carmen, can you read that again for us?
¿Te parece bien que Alejandro y yo vayamos a buscar un tesoro y nos llevarás con tu barca?
Okay, so let's look at the beginning of that. ¿Te parece bien que Alejandro y yo vayamos a buscar un tesoro? Let's translate it literally. So to you, does it seem well that Alejandro and I go to look for a treasure? Now, the go part there is obviously an interesting verb. Vayamos.
Mm-hmm.
It's the present subjunctive. Why is it a present subjunctive there in that situation?
He's looking for an opinion here.
Okay. So Rory is asking, ¿te parece bien? To you, as in to Maria, do mm-hmm. you think it's okay that Alejandro and I go to look? So because he's asking for Maria's opinion, and if Maria were to give her opinion, she would be answering it with, me parece bien que
vayáis.
So I think it is good that you go,
mm-hmm.
but again, the go is a subjunctive. So she's giving her opinion, and she's following that opinion with the subjunctive. Me parece bien que vayáis. I think it's good that you go. But the question equally, do you think that it's good that we go? ¿Te parece bien que vayamos?
Mark, ¿te parece bien que comamos mañana en un restaurante italiano?
Me parece perfecto que comamos en un restaurante italiano.
Muy bien.
So, que comamos,
mm-hmm.
that we eat. However, Carmen has just asked me, do I think it's a good idea that we eat tomorrow in an Italian restaurant? And in that situation, because the subject wouldn't change, you could equally have said,
¿te parece bien comer mañana en un restaurante italiano?
So there the infinitive comer is being used to refer to both of us because the subject isn't changing. If, for example, Carmen wanted to ask me, do I think it's a good idea that Ana and Luisa eat in a restaurant, an Italian restaurant tomorrow, then the subject is changing there. So listen to this.
¿Te parece bien que Ana y Luisa coman en un restaurante mañana?
So in that situation, we're talking about someone different. Me parece bien que Ana y Luisa coman en un restaurante italiano. O no me parece bien
mm-hmm.
que Ana y Luisa coman en un restaurante italiano porque a Ana no le gusta la comida italiana.
Mm-hmm. Por so, ejemplo, bien.
Exactly. So there we're talking again about a different subject, a change of subject, and therefore we need a subjunctive. Whereas mm-hmm. if it's Carmen and me, if we are going to be eating and Carmen is asking me or I am saying to
you
Carmen,
can use both.
Mm-hmm. We can use the infinitive or the subjunctive. You've got a choice there. Oh, the wonders of the subjunctive.
But we love them.
We do love them, yes. A good case of subjunctivitis from time to time.
Yes.
That is where we're going to leave our preview version of this episode of Coffee Break Spanish. Of course, if you want to get access to the full transcript and our extended audio in which we'll go through every sentence of this text, then you can find out more about that at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. For now, muchas gracias.
Y nos vemos pronto.
Hasta luego.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.